Here's a check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a report from Troop B in North Canaan yesterday at approximately 4:15 in the afternoon, Mitchell Tyler was located and subsequently arrested in Waterbury by Troop L Trooper. He was taken into custody without incident and was transported to Troop L in Litchfield. Mitchell Tyler was processed in accordance with state police policy and procedures and is currently being held pending making bond. Tyler has multiple active arrest warrants against him. Well, the National Weather Service says there's possibly a big winter storm brewing for this weekend. In their advisory, they say we should keep our eyes to the sky for the weekend, but until then, it looks okay. We'll check that forecast with Pat Pagano coming up in just a few minutes. The Sharon Housing Authority will be meeting, regularly meeting at 5 p.m. Sharon Parks and Recreation is on the road again to Wadsworth Athenaeum on Wednesday. They'll be leaving the Sharon Town Hall at 10:30, arriving at the Hartford area for lunch at the Italian restaurant Salute at 11:30, then going to the Anthem after lunch at 1 p.m. The cost of entry to the museum is $10. Lunch is per individual. They'll leave to come back to Sharon around 3:30. Reservations must be made for all trips by calling 860-364-1400. The Salisbury Sharon Track Committee meeting will be coming up on January 16th at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. The public is invited to share a community dinner, which is free, at the Millerton Presbyterian Church on Main Street on Friday from 6 till 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there'll be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing. The Northeast Millerton Library presents a lecture on common mistakes in estate planning. That'll come up on the 17th at 6:30. Reservations are requested at 518-789-3340. More information, millertonlibrary.org. There's a holiday farmers market, Berkshire Grown, that is happening on January 19th. Locally grown and produced foods and gifts, including fruits, vegetables, cheese, meats, breads, yarn, and more. Live music, lunch fare, and children's activities. More information, berkshiregrown.org. The Northeast Millerton Library presents Hooked on Llamas with Country Quilt Farm. That'll be Saturday, 1 till 2 p.m. You can learn and get a reading of Is Your Mama a Llama? And learn about llamas and pet a real one as well. All ages are welcome. No registration is required. Kent Library Association, the operating entity of the Kent Memorial Library, holding its annual meeting on January 19th at 2 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. The public is invited to attend. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces the opening of the next exhibit in the gallery at the Historical Society, the 9th Annual Northlight Arts Center Student Show, January 19th until March 8th, the opening reception on Saturday from 5 until 7 p.m., a broad variety of artworks by students of all ages, drawings, pastels, watercolors, acrylic, and oil paintings representing a wide range of subject matter. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum on Main Street in Sharon. Hours are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, noon to 4, and Saturday from 10 till 2. More information is available at sharonhist.org. The Amenia Fire Company will sponsor its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast Sunday from 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street, $8 for adults, children and seniors $7. The menu includes pancakes, French toast, omelets, eggs any style, toast, hash browns, bacon, sausage, and beverages. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 86.11 yesterday. It starts off today at 23,909.84. The Standard & Poor's 500 starts off today at 2582.61. And the NASDAQ starts off today at 6905.92. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.